Yes. This was somewhat of a new concept for the Navy at the time, because before that, they usually gave that responsibility to the shipbuilder.
Uh-huh.
Who they told him, "Oh, yeah, we're going to give you all this equipment, and you got to put it on the ship and put it all together." But the systems were getting so complicated, complex, and so interrelated that they finally, to their credit, really, they decided that they would give one non-shipbuilding contractor the responsibility for tying everything together.
Yeah.
Now, the difference, of course, was that the RCA was primarily interested in the radar portion of the ship. They were building the radar. They were responsible for those elements, really. And the other systems that on the ship were, as far as they were concerned, sort of secondary. But the Navy,
they wanted somebody to oversee the entire electronics.
Mm. And particularly, we ended up with what they called, the topside design, which I don't know if, the Navy did some of that up before that, but in this case, it got to be the point where, again, it was so complicated. It was such a high EM environment on the top of the ship that you really couldn't neglect it. And also, not only that, but the location of the equipment on the top side had to be considered in the relationship, whether it would interfere with the coverage of the radar or anything like that. In other words, you couldn't put something in front of the antennas, or even not only the radar, but all the other antennas. You couldn't.
Yeah.
You had to take into account, and also it ended up that you had to also consider things like the coverage of some of the armor, or the guns and whatnot. Whereas, because some of the guns, included radar, is part of the gun.